Now we know President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will meet on June 12th in Singapore. The announcement was huge news for people in the tiny Asian city-state. Frank Lavin knows the place well. He served as the U.S. ambassador to Singapore under George W. Bush, and he's based there now.
I think on one level there's excitement, and on another level people know that sections of the city will be off limits and there'll be motorcades and so forth. So for a day or two, there's going to be some intermittent disruptions. But it's a nice tribute to Singapore that they're viewed as a good offering good offices and a responsible hosting party.
Why do you think Singapore was chosen?
Two or three things. First of all, it does have world-class facilities, and it is reasonably proximate to North Korea. So that's important just as a geographical locale. But politically, it's important to remember that Singapore is a non-aligned nation. North Korea has an embassy here, as does the United States, as does South Korea. So Singapore is not a treaty ally with the United States. It has positive relationships with the U.S., but it is a non-aligned country.
What would you say are the drawbacks for Singapore when it comes to a high-wire act like this one?
Well, I don't think there are drawbacks. I think they have to acquit themselves well, and if there's some kind of a problem, then that falls to Singapore. But Singapore has performed the role of host for high-level summits and events, whether it's an ASEAN event or President Bush visited, President Obama visited. So they acquit themselves very well in these kind of circumstances, typically.
Has Singapore ever hosted a meeting with such high stakes?
I think this is one of the more significant East-West meetings, if I may say so, in quite some time. So it's a bit of a historical undertaking here.
Although I see that in 2015, there was this famous meeting between the leaders of Taiwan and the People's Republic of China, and apparently secrecy was at a high level, and I guess Singapore did a pretty good job with that.
That's right. And they've hosted APEC summits where both Taiwan and Beijing are members of APEC. They've hosted WTO events. So it's not unprecedented, but I would say the stakes for this particular meeting are a bit high.
If you had to guess, where in Singapore do you think this meeting is going to take place?
My guess is each delegation more or less gets their own hotel. You know, the U.S. delegation with the White House press corps and the medical team and so forth, it can easily be 1,000 people. The North Korean delegation is unlikely to be that large, but it will be large. So each of them need their own hotel. And I wouldn't be surprised if they went to a sort of a hotel ballroom kind of facility where they can have large-scale meetings, they can have press conferences and so forth.
As a former ambassador, do you have any advice for President Trump about this meeting, aside from don't chew gum?
Oh, my my one comment is North Korea has been forward-leaning in some positive themes historically, and then there's been real gaps in performance. So I'd go back to that old Ronald Reagan quote regarding the Soviets when he met with Gorbachev, trust but verify. So I'd say that's a requirement, I think, with North Korea.
Ambassador Lavin, I have to ask you, because I'm kind of a foodie, but I hear that Singapore has some fantastic street food. If there is some time and the ability to kind of slip away from security, what do you eat in Singapore that's really good?
Yeah, it does have fantastic street food, and I think this is one of the blessings of being sort of a major international port. So in that sense, it's no different than, you know, the great Mediterranean cuisines, these crossroads metropolitan locales that have spices from all around the world and food traditions from all around the world. So there's there's Hainan chicken rice is an important local favorite. There's satay, which is from the Malay tradition, but it's a roasted skewered chicken or lamb with sort of a spicy peanut sauce. Mm. Those are two lovely favorites here that I would recommend. The street food here is fantastic.
Frank Lavin served as the U.S. ambassador to Singapore under George W. Bush. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Margot.